The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 500 Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Are we ready? Back
right,
in the studio.
Yep,
right, here we go, boys.
Hey.
Cheers.
Hey.
Oh, that was actually pretty good.
I hate
the combination
you
of this one wasn't that bad either.
No, I mean, that's kind of like a Bailey's breakfast shot. Not that I do that. Well, okay, yes, I do that all the time. But, yeah.
The mega shot's in bad shape, isn't it,
boys?
Oh, it's
horrible. Oh, it is so bad.
It's terrible.
Adrian Yana is our guest. He's fighting UFC Fight Night 181. I remember when Daniel Pineda made it, he was like the first guy from Houston to really crack the big show.
That's a guy that I really look up to. He made it look like it was a possibility for me to even be into the UFC, so that was really good, like, just to see him make it.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. If you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. You know how to get in touch with us. But guess what? We've got a guest here, and so we're going to jump right in. Oh, okay. Well, if you want to...
Okay.
Never mind. We thought our guest had called in early. So, I get an F for that. But if you want to get in, best way to do it, Twitter or text line at this point. We are here in Beaumont and very happy to be here at 500 Golf. It has just been awesome seeing a lot of my favorite people. And just, I've told this story before, but we were always big in Beaumont long before Houston figured out that the show didn't suck. Back when it was me and Matt Dean, and then later when it was me and A.J., we were like, okay, this is a reference that nobody but maybe Josh will get, who's under the age of 50. We were like Cheap Trick in Japan before Budokan.
We were live in Budokan.
Yeah, before Budokan.
Live in Budokan.
We were gods over here. And so I love this place. I love the people. There's a reason we bought land over here. I'm so happy that, we don't get to do many road shows right now, which sucks. So I'm glad we're doing one here. And, it's just so many familiar faces. And this is a great place, man. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. So here's an idea. If you're in Beaumont, come here for happy hour. Get totally trash.
Yeah.
Listen to the Blitz from 4 to 7. Put it on your phone. Put it on your Twitch.
These guys are sipping on their beers. They should be chugging, but they're sipping.
No, that... They're pacing.
Let's go. Let's go. Put it down.
Oh,
yeah. Let's go. Let's go. There we go, baby.
Let's see who wins.
Uh-oh,
he's dripping.
He's getting a penalty. Oh, man. Pantera tattoo wins.
Blaine right there. Blaine.
Yeah. Blaine.
Put some respect on his name.
Shout out to Blaine. Who
you can't drive home in that shirt. You'll go to jail. just going for
now, if you got a Pantera tattoo and you can slam like that.
And a leather face tattoo.
Yeah, he's got the leather. That's badass. I have to say. Taco Tuesday's here. Wednesday is ladies' night.
You could have put Leatherface on Dimebag's body. That would have been next level. Next time.
Yeah.
Next time.
Get that on your penis. But ladies' night on Wednesday, steak night on Thursday, DJ local on Friday, brunch at 10 a.m. tomorrow and Sunday. Great place. Come check it out. Hit some golf balls. See if you can hit it farther than Hoffman. You don't hit it. Have to hit it farther than Hoffman to hit it farther than I did. The best I did was like 230.
Oh, what a late. Well, you know what though? If you can hit it 230 straight, that's all right.
It was like 1 out of 50.
It's hard to hit it straight because on the long drive contest, it only counts if you hit it straight. So the furthest one I hit straight was like 270 something.
Yeah, I hit a bunch that would have been really long, but they were either right or way left.
But I hit a couple over the back net. That's got to be over 270, right?
Yeah, I think it was shorting you a little bit. It's probably 300 is what you probably hit.
I still think that you didn't make it over that net.
You think I didn't make it over the net?
No, did you made it over the right net. You didn't make it over the straight
net. You never made it over the back net.
No,
Where's the left and right, yes.
No way.
You are not a long drive champion. There's no way
that's not that far.
It's not that far.
No, if we're talking about
300 yards.
I hit multiple over that back net.
That's not 300.
In the air. There's no way you did that.
That's not. That's like 260.
I've got where's Bo?
At 275.
Yeah, Bo is here. Where's Bo?
Bo or Craig over here? I want to know.
Go, and we need confirmation.
Yeah.
Oh, there she goes. Okay, here's Deanna. Give Deanna your headset.
Here
Josh.
We go, Deanna. There you go. Oh, yeah.
Deanna, who's a longtime blitzer.
Yes, what am I doing?
She is made out of the Juggalo tray.
Tyler doesn't believe that I hit it over the back net. Can you confirm?
No.
I'm not saying it.
How far do you think that is?
The form was so bad.
But it doesn't matter. Did I hit it over the back net?
After about the 10th hit, that was left, right, left,
okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. All right.
Yeah, no, here's
– We got my guy Craig here.
Yeah, Craig is the manager here.
Just answer the question, yes or no. Did I hit it over the back net?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Now, let's find out how far that actually is.
It's 170.
See, it's not that far.
Oh, my God. I can do that.
No, you can't. We saw you hit the ball. No, you can't.
You didn't do well.
I hit it 150 yards after you walked away.
All right.
I did.
Tyler trying to say he's trying to
300 yards.
I don't know. There's no way
300.
That's what Tyler was saying.
Yeah, it is.
I was saying like 260.
No, it's got. I mean, to get it over that, it's like it's 170 on a line.
But you got to hit 290 basically.
Probably, but that's not. That's you don't think I can hit a ball 290 yards?
I mean, maybe you can.
I weigh 250 pounds, dude. I'm like,
I do too.
I'm just a giant guy.
I weigh 250 as well.
Tyler, I've seen him hit one 320 when we were also
drunk. Dude, I can hit a golf ball, man.
All right.
Now, it'll go straight about 1 out of 10, like Deanna said. But when it goes, I can make it go, all right?
It's bad form, and it's just luck.
Just luck. Why don't you say what it is? It's testosterone and manliness.
Well, you might be going, to that testosterone center, but that's the only way.
Wow.
It sounds
she
like,
listens.
You know what, though?
There's a lot of hate going
on. That's okay. We'll have you in our scramble. We need somebody from that red tee.
A lot of hating going on is what I'm hearing, but I think facts are facts.
A lot of people
bad
want
form
me
or not.
I come from the ladies' tee. It works.
You hit a bunch of grounders to shortstop.
From the ladies' tee, that beats a lot of the men. It does.
That's why she'd actually be useful in a scramble.
Exactly.
But, I mean, that would be the only reason.
All right.
Well, there's other reasons. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, D. All right. What
do you mean? Apology, Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler, you did kind of try to shame him on air.
I'm sorry, most supreme leader.
All right. Now
that is your boss too.
Now, okay.
Hey. Well, I do want to interject here. The Monday that I took off, this most recent Monday, I played in a golf tournament. We got third.
You guys cheated, though.
Yeah, you cheated.
Everybody cheats in a scramble.
All right.
What are you talking about?
You know what?
You can't brag about it.
We didn't. The last one we played. Was the two belows one.
And what did we get last?
We were last.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
We didn't cheat.
Well, yeah. That's why you didn't get a good prize.
I didn't want a prize. We just were getting drunk.
We play for pride, Tyler.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah, well. I play for...
All right. I got to tell you guys about the fights tomorrow night. We're going to talk to Abner Mares on the other side. But Saturday night, Gervonta Tank Davis, Leo El Terremoto Santa Cruz, live on pay-per-view tomorrow night. It's a true 50-50 matchup. Going to be a fantastic fight. And, guys, a very rare situation. Belts in two different weight classes on the line. Fight's going to be at 130 pounds. But it's for the Santa Cruz's 130-pound title as well as Davis's 135-pound title. Both belts on the line. And Gervonta Davis, Floyd Mayweather protege, headlining for the first time. Santa Cruz headlining a pay-per-view for the first time as well. Four-division world champion. Going to be a fantastic fight. Got a great undercard. Mario Barrios, Ryan Carl, a couple Texas guys going to be taking it on. And guys, simple to order the fights. The Showtime pay-per-view on the Showtime app of your smart TV. Or if you've got a connected device, you can do that. Or you can order online at Showtime.com. Or just contact your cable TV or satellite provider. It's Gervonta Davis, Leo Santa Cruz, tomorrow night on Showtime pay-per-view.
May I have everyone's attention? You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
It's just one of those. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Saturday Showtime Pay-Per-View featuring Gervonta Tank Davis fighting Leo Santa Cruz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
On The Blitz.
Big fight tomorrow. And a big guest to talk about.
Well, yeah, we got a multiple-time world champion on the line to talk about it. A guy who should be very in on this fight. He knows exactly what's going on. Abner Mares joins us on the program. Abner, how you doing, bud?
A lot in. I know a lot about these fighters. Thank you. Well, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, man. One of the greats in the game, Abner Mares, and a guy who has not tasted defeat very often in his career. And in fact, this is a guy who's had almost nothing but success in boxing. When you think back and having three losses, two of those losses to the same guy in Leo Santa Cruz, who we're going to see tomorrow night, what about Leo makes him special? What's Leo got that a lot of these other guys don't today?
Well, first of all, you know, I take pride on those two defeats because they've been wars. You know, they've been
absolutely
nothing but great fights, you know, to throw it out there. You know, there's this ways to lose, and I think the way Leo and I fought, you know, both of those fights were tremendous, exciting matchups. And I think what separates Leo from any other fighter is that, you know, it's just a guy that just does not tire out. It's a guy that throws a lot. We tend to see fighters that start off good and then finish bad, or vice versa, start really slow and finish strong. But Leo is just a complete, you know, first round to 12th round, nonstop action in every single fight. So when you match him up against Tank Davis, that has never really seen that style, being honest, you know, you make it to be an interesting fight. Despite the fact that, you know, Tank is up, you know, as far as the favorite, maybe because he's got a bigger name, he's a little bit more well-known out there. He is a power puncher. He's always creating, you know, he's always in problems, you know, problematic. But at the same time, inside and outside, you know, he's a problem for anyone. So at the end of the day, in my humble opinion, I think this is a very even matchup.
So talk about from the first fight you had with Leo back in 2015, you guys fought again, mm-hmm, 3 years later. That first fight, which was a majority decision loss, I mean, as close as it could have been, what did you learn in that first fight that you said, I'm going to make this adjustment into the second fight?
See, that's what happened. So the first fight, it was a war, you know, toe-to-toe, all action. And then, you know, against Leo, close fight that could have gone either way. But the second fight, I mean, little adjustments that Leo Santa Cruz was able to make, and that a lot of people don't give him credit for, is that, you know, he did box at times, you know, and that's what he did against me. He showed me a different side that I'd never seen, which was, you know, using angles, reach, distance. You know, he took very, very well advantage of the long reach that he has. So with that said, he's not just the falling puncher that a lot of people picture him for. But it's just making adjustments. And I think that, that makes him a dangerous fighter because at the end of the day, he's got the experience that Tank doesn't have.
So Tank, you're right. Maybe the bigger name because he's a Mayweather guy. He's got that attached to him. And he does have some knockout power, but the guy's legit. Like Tank is a legit fighter. What problems could he present for Leo tomorrow?
Listen, you could be well known and get to a position where it takes you to stardom. And I think this is it. I think this is the beginning of a new chapter for Tank if he could get past Leo, and not only if he could get past him by if he could make it and make this fight an unforgettable fight. And how do you do that? Stopping a guy that's never been stopped, in legal Santa Cruz. If you do that, then you have a star in the making, if not already a star, Tank Davis. So what Tank brings in is excitement, power, explosiveness, a lot of things that, you put them all together and it's a pay-per-view star. And that's what Tank was going for. When people tune in, sometimes, most of the times is because they want to see knockouts. That's truly, totally, being honest. People want to see blood. People want to see knockouts. And that is what, the definition of a Tank Davis is.
When you see a guy, a lot of people, the average person who's maybe not into combat sports would say, 5 pounds isn't that big of a difference. Is it something that could make a difference, especially on these smaller guys, 135, 130-pound guys? 5 pounds is quite a bit, isn't it? Is that going to be a big difference, you think, in this fight?
100%. Listen, I give Tank Davis a lot of credit for making weight because a lot of people doubted him making weight because, in the other fights, he had missed weight and he wasn't responsible or he wasn't professional enough to make weight. But in this fight, he came in. Weighed in right at 129.8. But the fact that he made weight does not mean that he is going to be stronger. And the reason I say this is because if he shrinks a bigger man, a big guy to that weight class, especially Tank, that even had trouble at 135, I mean, it leads you to think that, is his body going to react the same fight night? Sometimes your body takes a toll so hard that, yes, you might gain the muscle, the weight back, drink your fluids, but at the end of the day, you still dehydrated. You show up and your body's not reacting the same way. So I'm intrigued to see if his body is going to respond fight night. So again, that little things like this, give Leo a closer, not advantage, but it just gives him the opportunity to get into this fight because at the end of the day, it's a dangerous fight for him and it's a risky fight. And he knew coming into this fight, it was.
I always say there's no atmosphere in sports like a big fight night. But, of course, that means having a crowd. And, obviously, it's been a while since we've had a boxing event with a crowd. How cool is it that you guys will get to be in a building with a boxing crowd, albeit not a full house, but there will be a boxing crowd there? And how important do you think the crowd is to an actual boxing match? Because it's got to be difficult to fight in an empty arena.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll be lying if I told you that I would fight better without a crowd because you feed off the crowd. You feed off the energy inside an arena. Despite we're not having 100% capacity in this arena of the crowd being there, but you're having a little bit close to 10,000, if not more, in the arena for this fight. That's enough. To get a crowd going and to get that energy and get really excited for it. I'm excited myself to be calling these fights and having an audience because we have been doing four or five fights already on Showtime and no audience and it's just not the same. So I'm excited about that as a commentator, and I could only imagine as a fighter being in the ring and hearing people chant your name. So I'm looking forward to it.
Abner Mares, I guess I don't know if you're as a commentator. I don't know if you give out your predictions, but so if you don't want to say who you think wins, that's fine. But what are you expecting to see out of this fight tomorrow night?
Right. I mean, the only prediction I can say is an exciting fight, guaranteed. Guaranteed for sure. Exciting. Not picking sides for sure. But I just can tell you that Leo Santa Cruz is never in a boring fight, and Tank never is in a boring fight also. So, I mean, just expect fireworks.
Who's this fight mean more to, Abner? Who has more to gain from this fight?
I think both, but obviously way more for Leo Santa Cruz. I mean, Tank Davis, since Leo is the most accomplished fighter out of both. I mean, Leo has been a four-division world champion. You know, he's been in the game for a long time. And Tank, well, he's there to prove that he is the superstar that a lot of people, you know, paint him for. So I think Tank Davis, the ball is on his court. I think Tank Davis is the one that has to lose a lot more.
So, Abner, I know you're kind of transitioning into calling the fights, but looking back on your career, which has been remarkable, what's the one fight that you look back on and say, you know what, this is not one I'm ever going to forget, whether it was a win or a loss? What's the one fight in your career?
I think both of my defeats against Leo Santa Cruz. People still remember me by those fights. And the beauty of it is that they don't remember me by losing. They just remember the great fight it was. So, I mean, I still get that till this day. Walking down the street, I have a great fight against Leo, both of them. And just the fact that, you know, I'm always in there to give the fans excitement. So just that and fighting the best. So don't count me out. I ain't done yet. I'm waiting to see if I can come back next year and against I've been calling out. Well, he called me out first, but hopefully we get it against Shakur Stevenson. So we'll see what happens.
That's Abner Morris. He'll be on the call tomorrow night live from San Antonio, Texas. Leo Santa Cruz, Tank Davis, only on Showtime Pay-Per-View. Abner, appreciate the time, man. Very generous of you, and looking forward to hearing you tomorrow night.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, man.
All right. Good stuff, man.
Where are you betting the fight, Fred?
I'm betting the fight at my bookie. I'm betting everything at my bookie these days. And, guys, you got football tonight, if you want to do that. You got it tomorrow. You got it all weekend. Plenty of things to bet on. And the best thing about my bookie, and it's one of my favorite things, in-game betting. And if I've already made a bet and my team gets way down early and all of a sudden the number gets bigger, I jump in and bet it there. Last night we all did AJ's teaser bet. I did it on my bookie, winner. And when you win, you get paid with my bookie. That doesn't happen with a lot of websites. My bookie's reliable, easy deposits, easy withdrawals, tons of options to get in on the action. You want to play parlays, they got that. Whatever you want. You want to bet on the presidential election? By the way, I know I'm in Beaumont. Pretty sure this is Trump country. You're still getting a plus number on Donald Trump. So maybe you should just jump in and bet that. If you join today, MyBookie will match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. And, guys, get in on MyBookie. Get in on the action. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Saturday Showtime Pay-Per-View featuring Gervonta Tank Davis fighting Leo Santa Cruz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz.
I was already back. Tyler wanted me to be late.
I know. I wanted to do the Fred Fowler impersonation.
That was pretty good.
Okay, good. Thank you.
No, I was just sitting there talking with our buddy Chip, who I can't thank enough for getting us over to Beaumont.
My gout's acting up. I think that's what's keeping me from hitting it.
Your gout? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know about
Likely
gout.
Story.
You haven't hit one good yet.
I did.
He so did like 3 hours ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before you got here.
I hit
convenient.
I hit five in a row that were just
like 120 down the middle.
No, dude. I hit the back wall.
My man's got pop. You hit the back wall or you went over the back wall?
Well, I didn't undercut the ball and pop it up.
You
to
mean
go over.
Oh, maybe you're talking about my launch angle.
I didn't mishit it. Yeah.
Cool.
Your launch angle is trash.
You still
for
have to spank
shot.
It pretty good to get it over that, even if you get under it.
It over the net, it's not a pop-up.
No.
Yes, I don't know. No,
that's
whatever.
A home run. That's a home run. I'm sorry. I don't like defending AJ on anything. because it makes me feel very
cheap. I'm good at one thing in golf. Give me my one thing that I'm good at.
And you're not even good at that.
I'm good at about one out of five.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're
of all people can't talk.
You're batting 200. You're batting 200.
I am a better golfer than you.
Probably.
Oh.
But I can hit the ball further than you.
You can.
Okay, wait a minute.
Steroids.
Wait a minute.
I'm not on steroids.
He is on steroids, but I'm kind of seeing a challenge that maybe we have a round at Wildcat.
No.
Yeah.
Golf tournament, yes.
All right.
Golf tournament.
I'm here, bitches.
Me and Jilly against you two.
Yeah. I feel like we got
this. No, me and Hoffman against you two, because you're the one challenging Hoffman.
Oh, we will lose.
Josh and Trey.
And I'll be a floater?
No, wait. It'll be me, Hoffman, and we each get to pick a ringer.
I'll be all-time
you guys get
golf
to pick
car
a ringer.
I feel like that's BS. I don't like that.
What? You get Trey on your team.
Trey can play golf.
I've got an idea for that golf tournament, right? We have every celebrity or all the – not celebrity,
Trey.
But
look
all
at,
the
hold on, look at,
hold personalities.
Look at Trey. Look at Trey.
Oh, is that an autograph?
Trey's signing autographs.
Trey is going to be banging bitches.
And so I think we need to nominate Dr. Intern as the ringer since he played college golf.
Yeah, Dr. Intern.
Well, we get him, but I got one other ringer.
No.
Okay.
Guys, you're missing it. Trey signed an autograph for a hot chick.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
did,
yeah.
Yeah.
Trey
with red
is
hair.
Thirsty
I mean,
for the vagina.
Trey, look at you.
Trey,
buddy.
Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah. You signed an autograph for a hot chick.
Yeah.
Woo. That is awesome.
Trey
a mic. Come here. Come over here.
Oh, yeah.
Trey. That chick is a smoke show, brother. What's up?
Oh, I think she's taken.
She's taken.
She is taken.
It's okay.
Yeah,
she's a mother of children.
You know what?
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Yes, but you're
Let me tell you something about taking chicks.
I'm not doing
details. Those are details.
Listen to
those
me. Don't
friends.
Talk. Just listen.
Those are my friends.
Chicks are taken until they meet a celebrity.
I'm not a celebrity.
Girls,
you just signed an autograph.
Girls, what?
You're a celebrity.
Every hot chick has what's called a celebrity out.
I would never do that.
You are already going to do it with Josh and Jilly.
No, I couldn't.
Hold on. Hands up. What do you think?
Yeah, baby.
Are you going to let Trey do it? Are you going to let Trey
do it?
Yeah,
they got
to
get you.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. That was, like, totally cool with it.
I got to sign it. Okay.
Oh,
Trey. You know what, Trey?
Why doesn't he sign her boobs?
Two autographs.
You know what
He's
drives
more
me?
Famous than y'all.
You know what drives me crazy about Trey? E-R-Y-L. Trey doesn't appreciate.
No, and now he's stealing the one woman that thinks I look like Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, that's what's happening right now.
Now I'm just like, I give up.
And Trey forgets where he came from is what happened.
Yeah.
There you go.
Everything's
my handwriting's really bad. I'm sorry.
When I met Trey, Trey had like 4 Twitter followers.
We got to get him more Twitter followers than show.
Funny story. This is completely unrelated, but I was looking around for
You banged
some,
that lady?
No. No, I said it's completely unrelated.
No, we're still on topic.
Okay.
Before you met me, would you have ever signed an autograph for that hot chick?
No.
Would
no,
you
absolutely
have?
Absolutely not.
Well,
why aren't you nicer to me then?
What do you mean?
You're always disrespectful.
How?
You're always asking for weekends off to go watch the race.
I'm sorry. I listen.
You know, he doesn't really like me either, and I've always been on his
about,
side.
Fred?
Yeah.
Dude, he hated me for 6 months.
I know.
I
well,
gave
to be
him.
Fair, you hated him too.
No, I didn't.
No, you disliked him.
No, 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 no.
You didn't think you worked hard enough.
Constructive criticism once.
You said I was never
going to
work here.
No, I didn't.
You said
I could see you saying
maybe
that.
Maybe I did.
Yeah.
You said, quote,
sorry.
The day you effing work here is the day I effing quit.
I said that?
I could
but
see that.
I'm not mad about it.
I don't think I said that.
You might have had a couple shots when you said that.
Probably, yeah.
But I could see.
It's okay, though.
Because actually, Tyler is like.
It's all good. I get it. I get it.
Tyler's one of the greatest guys in the world.
They're hugging it out. They're hugging it out.
I get it.
But Tyler is a mean drunk.
No, he's not.
He kind of is.
He's the nicest drunk I've ever met.
He punched me in the face when we were drunk.
Really?
Listen, I've been drunk with Tyler many times. I can tell you. He's not a bad mean drunk. He's kind of a fun mean drunk. If it's not you that he's mad at.
I'm an a-hole drunk.
I need to keep
Let's
talking to you. We're in the middle of an interview here.
I get why he thought
What's
that
redhead chick's name?
I'm not sure.
You didn't
You said they were your friends.
They did
You said she was your friend.
I got it.
What is she? Just a piece of meat to you?
No, of course not.
She's a woman with feelings.
Of course not. You can't back and ask.
You can't just go pounding out any old hot chick. You got to know their name.
I would never.
And she has a child and a boyfriend or husband.
She has a child?
Yes.
Oh no!
I would never do that.
Is that kind of ruin things for you?
No, not of course not. But I would.
Because chicks are inherently a little bit grosser.
Are you more worried about the child or the dude?
Yeah, he is kind of handsome, I got to tell you.
He is a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
He's got long hair. Yeah, I'm pretty impressed.
So does Trey.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, true. But Trey cut his hair.
Guess what else?
But he looks more like a failed grunge singer.
I'm looking at that guy from over there. I have no idea who he is. Everybody in this place knows who you are, dude.
Yeah.
He played guitar with Fred one time.
No, he's like Eddie Vedder's son.
Really?
Is what he is.
I like Eddie Vedder.
Wolfgang.
Wasn't he in Creed, Eddie Vedder?
No.
All right, take your headset off. You're out.
Yeah, get out of here.
All right.
I know you want it all, but you can't have it. Take your Faith No More shirt and get out of here.
What are the odds on that redhead chick?
Probably 0.0%.
Dude.
If you go with both of them, I'm going to say 27%.
Trey, I don't think you're used to this power that you've got now.
Trey, you got a long life to live, man. I wouldn't give it a 0.0.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
You don't even know that guy. To hell with him.
He might be into it.
Why don't you ask?
A lot of dudes like it when their chick hooks up with famous guys.
He might be a cuck.
Listen, I don't want to do that to anybody.
What if he asks you to?
I respect the saint.
What if he said, Trey, I'll give you $100 if you hook up with my gal?
And a pit pass to the next NASCAR race.
Okay, listen, I got 50 on it, so that's 150 now.
Well, you know what? I'll toss 50.
$200. $250.
I'm not as rich as him. $300.
Are y'all like
$300? If he offers you, if he says, "I'll give you $300 to make love to my lady," are you going to do it?
I mean, I don't know. I would be
$300 just grows on trees. How much dirt would you have to roll to make $300?
That'd be like 2 days.
Good. Tell me about your money tree.
Yeah,
you could get this
would
much
you do
money
it,
from.
Tyler?
Dude,
yes,
100% Tyler.
Oh God,
are
you
stupid?
Do it for free?
Yes.
Are you kidding?
I don't want to put anybody in that position.
He would be asking you.
No, I don't think he would.
You're like saying, okay, that's like me saying, Trey, I'm going to give you $300 to bake me a cake. And you're like,
I can bake you a cake.
I don't want to do that to you because you're on a low-carb diet, so you don't really want to eat the
cake. You guys are fat.
Once I offer you money to do it, that means I want
it. That's different from banging somebody's wife.
No, it's not.
Are you sure they're married or are they dating?
I don't know. I think they're
hey,
married.
You got a ring?
No ring. No ring. I don't see a ring.
Lux?
Does she have a ring?
No
ring. Do you have a ring?
Okay. You got a ring? No ring on her.
Oh, yeah, no.
She's just showing me two empty fingers. I see them right there.
I see a tattoo on her ring finger.
This is your big shot, Trey.
I wouldn't ever. I respect the relationship.
We have to work on your game a little bit.
God.
You know,
I'm not a home
you need
wrecker.
To embrace your what your new
Listen,
your
relationships are dicey things to begin with. Sometimes a little bit outside makes it more fun.
I'm not a home wrecker, so I don't want
to. It would be. He's volunteering.
Yes.
Anyways, unrelated, but I just got a voicemail from somebody. I guess I could tell y'all some off air, but it's pretty funny.
Or how about you tell us right now?
Okay.
Yeah, cause since you just totally pivoted from the conversation.
Okay.
You better come correct.
Who sent you a voicemail?
So there were some places I was looking at for like maybe a side gig during the pandemic.
610, 790.
No.
He's trying to be an Uber Eats driver.
Yeah. So I was trying to be an Uber Eats driver and. The dude called me and he was like, "Hey Trey, is this Trey Campbell, the dude who applied on Indeed? I found your application, but after listening to your voicemail, I'm not so much interested anymore."
Whoa! Did you have a bad voicemail?
You know what? F Uber Eats then, because I'm not going to use them. I'll use DoorDash.
Hey man, f that.
Yeah, if they're not going to hire my man,
well there she went, Trey.
That's okay.
You went.
That's all right.
There went your shot.
There'll be others.
Here's a little tip for future reference. When somebody asks you to sign something and it's a hot chick, put your phone number on there.
Oh, they're just going to smoke.
Okay. So
yeah, they're gonna smoke a bowl. They're fine.
That's cool.
Yeah, you're into that.
I mean, no.
Come on, Mr.
Bowl. I mean, I've never gotten any callbacks doing that,
smoke,
but still.
So I don't do anything.
What are you, straight edge?
Yeah.
I just saw you do a shot today.
Yeah.
But that's different.
You're a NASCAR guy. You should be smoking Marlboros more than I am.
You're a dab master, Trey.
I've never. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're a liar.
All right,
liar.
We got to go to break.
The only dubs I do are these.
Do we? We got to wrap up the show on the other side of this bad boy. The wrap up the week even. We're looking live, folks, from 5 under. Get out here. I would say get out here and party with Josh, but Josh looks like he's fading fast.
Yeah, Josh. Yeah,
it might be an early night at the hotel room.
Josh is like the horse I bet at the eighth pole. It's
Josh
like,
is like, I'm partying all night in Beaumont, and now he's like, oh, boy.
You know what?
Josh looks like Joe Biden.
I guarantee you if you go hang out with the Popes, you'll get a
sleepy
second
Sleepy Josh Innes, they call it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from 5 Under Golf Center in Beaumont. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Saturday Showtime Pay-Per-View featuring Gervonta Tank Davis fighting Leo Santa Cruz. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. One last segment. Can I just say that Josh, as much as you and I become friends, I really like Jilly. You were just keeping her away from me, weren't you?
Yeah, she's much better than I.
I don't know about that. She's just much different, but very cool.
Yeah.
But and different, but the same in many ways.
Yeah, she is the same.
Big jugs.
Yeah.
That's an ass move by your part, but okay, yes.
No, but she's cool people.
It was funny. You were over there hitting all these balls, and this girl walks up to me and goes, "How long is he going to be here?" I said, "I don't know." She goes, "Well, I want to hit some balls." And I said,
"Well, you should tell her, hey, talk to AJ."
I said, "AJ,
I would have some fun. She's got some horns."
Yeah.
Yeah, she was like Maleficent.
Yeah.
Maleficent.
Something like that.
Maleficent.
You know, what hotel are you guys staying at in Beaumont?
Holiday Inn. Mm. What you doing? Nothing chilling at the Holiday Inn.
Who sings that, Jilly? Chingy, that's correct.
Oh,
me and my peeps, don't you bring four of your friends?
You're going to bring Trey. Who else?
Jilly.
Two.
Some
here. I would just
Maleficent.
Maleficent.
Oh, yeah, yeah, well. I would make a suggestion. You guys should go drink with the Popes after this. They will.
At the West?
Yeah, they usually go to the West, yes.
Yeah, she's hammered. She's
no,
fun.
They are fun. They are probably fun. When it comes to couples that come to our shows, they're probably number one on my list.
Are they one of one?
No, there's a bunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about that other couple that was here trying to hook up with Trey?
She was thirsty.
And she was.
But, you know. All right, hey, you know what? We need to do stupid stuff.
Do it.
Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
We've said this week.
All my songs are about the day.
Yeah.
Those two songs and Yesterday. A lot of people don't know that I wrote that.
The Guns N' Roses version or the Beatles version?
Well, they call it the Beatles version. I wrote it, but like John and Paul called me. They're like, "Hey, mate, we really need a tune. We're stuck. We're stuck here. We're down on the look and we really need a tune." And I said, "Okay." Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. And they were like, "Bloke, what have you done? That's bloody amazing." And sure enough, I was like, "You guys can have it."
They called you like 15 years before you were born.
I said, listen, guys, when the time comes, just shout me out. And John was like, "All right, I promise. And then he was like, "I won't tell Paul. I'll shout you out." And then John unfortunately died, and there was a piece of paper in his wallet that said, "Shout out AJ," and it got lost at the coroner's office, and it never happened. But he was going to give me credit for that.
I hate when this happens, where you get this pop-up where you have to agree to cookies.
I like cookies.
Well, I mean, yeah, but not on stories that I'm trying to read.
Oh, okay. I guess I got to get a general practitioner now before my foot falls off.
Yeah, it's not so bad. I have one that I go to once a year. I actually just changed.
Does he put his finger in your butt?
No, he just like...
Does he put two?
No, he didn't do that stuff. Well, but he did because I already.
Anybody else who has a recommendation besides Fred?
Well, I've already had that done, but he did recommend that at some point next year I'm going to have to get a colonoscopy.
I know you've gotten it done, but I'm looking to get it done for free, like as part of my deal with the doctor.
Oh, well, then I'm sure there's some doctor out there that will advertise with you.
Oh. Hi, everybody.
It's me, Dr. Nick. Honey Nut Cheerios are delicious.
Plus, they actually pollinate and do good things.
I mean, honey
and
is
honey
delicious.
Is delicious. Yeah,
yeah.
You know, honey
it helps
is,
with your allergies and stuff.
Honey is the most underrated condom. You can put honey on anything.
It's an underrated condom. You can put it.
No.
If you put honey on your, that's not good.
JJ should go to the Saints. New Orleans can always use someone to raise funds after hurricanes.
That's not good.
For some reason, some guys pop up and some guys don't.
That's what she said.
That's
what she said.
I was thinking about show, and I'm just wondering if he wanted to get it with his wife or his girlfriend or his husband. I don't know. I don't know which direction he leans. But
well, he has a kid named Lil Show.
Okay. We'll say wife then, right?
I'll guess wife.
Then I'm guessing he probably walks into the room and says, do the show, bitch!
That's a different person who said that.
Oh, I got confused. Sorry.
Yeah. That's that guy, just because he says show doesn't mean
okay.
That setup for that show.
Jason Braddock isn't show.
I'm sorry, I got confused.
No. Listen, a good wife will bring you food. A great wife will bring you food wearing sexy panties. That's the way it's supposed to go. Or no panties, that's allowable too. A bad wife would be on her period.
Or
on your birthday? That's what I say. On my birthday, you do this to me?
You got to kind of blame God for that.
Well, she could have worked around it, I feel like. Listen, God, all he does is just say, hey, here's birth control. You want to take pills in a different order? We can make your period come 2 days later. But women are selfish. That's pretty much the way the world's always been. And women are out for themselves.
You've done a lot of fertility research, obviously.
I mean, I know a little about it, right? For whatever reason, my wife just texted and said, reasons I never listen, you sound like a moron. I don't know what she's talking about. Maybe she got me and your voices mixed up, Fred.
I don't think so.
Don't think so.
Yeah. Stupid stuff this week.
Yeah, my wife doesn't listen, but she has friends who listen and tell her, you know, oh, it's so funny when he makes fun of you. And they all work for her. And so I have to be careful now to not say, you know, yeah, she's kind of a raging bitch.
Chris is setting the mood.
Oh,
here.
Yeah.
That's
nice job, Chris. So, if you didn't make it out for the show and
you're an idiot.
Well, yeah, you are an idiot. Even show says you're an idiot. But if you didn't make it out and you're looking for something to do tonight, come on out here, man. This is a great place.
Come on out tomorrow night on Halloween as
well.
Yeah.
You won't
spooky
have
season.
Yeah, you won't have to eat any COVID covered treats.
So like I did inject COVID in all the candy I bought.
That's illegal.
Is it?
That's very mean, Fred.
Yeah,
I don't like kids. So you know, I'm not trying to get rid of them. I'm just trying to spread the COVID around to them. I'm just going full Borat.
Not good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm kidding. Because you know what? Somebody got so mad at me for singing the part of the Borat song about chopped them up like the Saudis
like the
do.
Saudis do, yeah.
I'm just repeating a joke. I thought it was funny, and somebody got so mad that, you know, you should understand the stereotypes that Arab Americans face. I'm like...
Did you tell them you're an Arab American?
I told them.
Your last name's Fowler.
You know, the only time I've faced any kind of stereotypes was when
they threatened
to take me to Guantanamo when I was in the Orlando airport, and then I shut up. And that was the end of it.
Well,
I passed for white.
I want to thank Chris out here at 500. I want to thank Chip, who always gives
love
us
Chip.
Love out here, brings us
Chip.
Out here to Beaumont. Chip is the man. And he always brings a show out to Beaumont.
Also,
we always love coming.
If you like us being here, kiss Chip on the lips because he's the reason.
And
we're here.
Thanks to all the Beaumaniacs who came out and who come out here every time, baby. Love you guys. It's always good to be out here and see you guys. It's a nice little treat.
Yeah, listen, we love coming here, and I hope we're back next month, Chip.
And thanks to that chick who's going to make out with Juggalo Trey later.
Yeah,
shout out to her.
He may have to take it from the husband, but hey,
right.
It'd be worth it. I'd do that.
A little Trey sandwich action. All right, big deal.
All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks to everyone for coming out. So great to see you guys again. Thanks to Josh and Jilly for hanging around, man. You guys did great.
Yeah.
Hoffman, you did a great job today.
Did all right.
Tyler?
Rules.
Tyler is a god.
Thanks,
I love
Josh.
Tyler.
I am a golden god.
I assume Aaron did a good job back in studio, but I don't really know because we're not there, so I'll give him a B+.
Do a mega shot, Tyler.
Yeah.
I'll do one next Friday.
All right.
I didn't suck today. I'm going to give myself a solid D+.
D+?
Yeah.
You had to have coffee.
you did have coffee twice.
Yeah, because I'm driving to Houston.
D. Flat D.
Flat D. Fine, D. All right, till Monday, stay Rona free, bitches.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.